You are listening to 101.9 FM CITR Vancouver. I'm your host, Ben Life. The show is Progression, and I have a really cool surprise for you guys today. So we have a band live in studio right now. They're setting up in the lounge, and I hope you guys are as excited as I am. I can't even talk. This is really cool. They're Blind Horses, and they released their first album, A Veil, recently, and they're going to play some tracks from it for us. And it's just really cool. It's really exciting to have these guys in the studio. I met them. They're local. Everything's great about this, so they're just setting up. So I have a few songs that I'm going to play to get us started. And then we get to hear some live in-studio music. This is great. This is really cool. So I hope you want to stick around for the whole thing. It's going to be amazing. And so Blind Horses is here. Blind Horses is here. That's all I really want to say. Oh, and this is a bit of a happy show, exciting show. I'm excited. But it's also sad because this is going to be my last show for the summer, but I'll be back in September, so don't worry. But you can podcast all of my other shows, so if you feel like, hey, man, I really wish I could hear Ben talk to me, maybe listen to my voice and the songs before you go to bed at night, I could tuck you in if you want. That's a little weird. I won't tuck you in. But we podcast all of these episodes, so if you want to hear more, you can hear them at citr.ca, or I have a Facebook page, Progression 101.9. CITR FM, so 101.9 FM CITR. So find me there, and Blind Horses has a Bandcamp and also a website that is Blind Horses. So while they're setting up, I'm going to break us wide open with a song by Explosions in the Sky. The song is So Long Lonesome, and I hope you enjoy it.
Thank you.
That was Explosions in the Sky playing a song So Long Lonesome. And I think that song is really thoughtful and it's pretty beautiful. And to those of you who are just joining us now, speaking of thoughtful and beautiful, we have Blind Horses live in the studio. They are going to be starting very soon. And I wish I could describe what it sounds like, but I would do it an injustice. Because it's experimental and new, and I don't think we have a word for it yet. So, well, we have two, and they're Blind Horses. So I'm really, just really excited. I know I've said that before, but this is a great opportunity for me to have a band come into the studio and play live, and they're talented, and just this whole situation is really cool, really, really cool. So They're going to blow your minds, I'm sure, and I'm not going to oversell them too much. So while we wait, let's hear some more music. How about that? How does that sound? It's a music station. You don't want to hear me talk the whole time, talk 100 miles a minute. They say the faster you talk, the smarter you sound to people. Or maybe they don't, but I talk, I guess, fast now when I'm nervous, when I'm excited, when I want to sound smart. So I'm not trying particularly hard to sound smart, as I'm sure that's evidently clear to all of you. So this next song I want to play is, I play a lot of songs here that you guys have never heard of, any of the bands, I'm sure. Maybe Explosions in the Sky you've heard of, which is cool. But I want to break away from the underground scene a little bit and play something that is just a fantastic song. It's by Genesis, so hopefully that rings some bells, because Phil Collins is just a straight-up legend, and Genesis is great. So this song is one of their very much underappreciated songs. It's called The Brazilian, and it's just so amazing. Like, whenever something goes wrong in my life, whenever I feel sad, whenever I just need to block out the world, I just crank The Brazilian until my ears just vibrate and explode, and my brain explodes, and it's just, to quote Tim and Eric, it's just, this song is great. What can I say? I can't say anything more about it. I'm just going to play it. I hope you guys appreciate it as much as I do, and I hope you stick around, because Blind Horses is going to be coming at you soon. Without further ado, this is The Brazilian by Genesis. We'll be right back. Wow, right? That song is entirely drum-driven, I think. It's like, well, it is. They have, if you get a chance, look at the live set they do. They play this song live at the Wembley Stadium, and they have, like, two drummers, and they're just absolutely just crushing on the drums. And to use an instrument like the drum to carry an entire song is pretty amazing, because formally a drum is more of a backup instrument. So, like, not to belittle it, but it doesn't have the punch to carry a song normally. But Phil Collins found a way. Phil Collins and Genesis, and that song just takes me to somewhere else. Takes me a Brazilian miles away. And yeah, it's because it's called the Brazilian. Oh, all right. Okay. So, bringing you guys up to speed again, we are just doing final sound checks with Blind Horses, which are, they are live in studio, and it's going to be a great show. I'm so excited. They're really cool, and they have a great sound, and they're going to play music for us, and it's live, and whenever it's live, it's always better, and they're good, and I could just go on and on and on and on, but I won't, because that doesn't really do us any good, and it'll get really annoying. So, while we wait, I have another song for us today. It's by a band called The Singer Is Dead, which I've played them before, and I think they're really cool, because the singer is dead, and it's instrumental, so there's no singer, because they're dead. Little bit of morbid humor, maybe. So this song is called Houston, We Have a Band. So here we go. We'll be right back.
Shenley Brown, and I took the post-grad radio program at Humber College, where I studied radio sales. It's hands-on, you're being taught by industry leaders, and the work's challenging, but it's also realistic. Humber gets real people, real jobs, in the real world.
Considering an exciting career in radio, radio broadcasting at Humber College in Toronto is the only postgraduate radio program in Canada. Get yourself on air and job ready in under a year. Pursue your passion. Visit mediastudies.humber.ca.
Hempology 101 is a student-run organization here to educate the public about the benefits of hemp and cannabis. Fast fact! Hemp is a renewable, sustainable source of food and fiber. Fast fact! Your body contains anandamide, which is part of the same family of substances as THC. To learn more, look us up on Facebook at www.facebook.com/groups/hempology101ubc. Or come to one of our great events. And don't forget, legalization through education.
So with that last ad, the Hempology 101, so we have to play some PSAs around here that we do to support UBC and the community. It's all good stuff, but so it just tells us to play any ad. And so I'm looking through the priority ads, and there's one for Hempology 101, and I'm like, oh, you know I'm going to play that one. But unfortunately, I was an hour early because it's 3:20. Also, it's exam season, so I imagine many of the students at UBC are busy with their exams. I know I am. I am just neck deep in chemistry, and it's good, and I love it, and I could tell you some amazing stuff. Did you know that you can survive 3 months, give or take a bit, without food? Like, your brain needs glucose to live, and we get that from eating food, but it always needs some glucose, so it'll, like, you make glucose in gluconeogenesis, you make it in your liver, and you can get it by breaking down your own muscles. Like, your body will eat itself to keep the brain alive, because we were designed to be able to withstand periods of starvation, because way back in the day when we used to like fight mammoths and stuff, we would kill a mammoth, take a mammoth down, and eat for like a month, and then we wouldn't eat for two more months because mammoths are pretty hard to kill, so they say. I haven't had first-hand experience with mammoths except for Ice Age. But I don't think that they would kill Manny. He's kind of adorable. And everybody loves Raymond, so why would they want to kill him? So, anyway, neat stuff about gluconeogenesis and how all of the amino acids and stuff that make up our cells, make up our muscles, they can be broken down into intermediates it's called the Krebs cycle, in our cells to produce glucose, which our brain needs. It's so amazing. We're amazing. You're amazing. Today's amazing. Have an amazing day. And I don't know if you can hear them in the background, but Blind Horses is playing right now in the studio. They're just doing some sound checks. So they're going to be coming at us really soon. And I hope you're as excited as I am, if that's possible. I'm like, bring an extra pair of pants excited. So if you're not that excited, that's okay. But get a little excited, because it's going to be great. It's going to be a great show. So while we wait for that, and it is coming. We're just trying to tease you. Just trying to build the suspense, build the tension. Get it hot in here. That got weird. I'm sorry. Anyway, get excited. I'm going to play a song right now by a band called Astralia, it's really hard to pronounce, Astralia, like Australia, but without the U, I guess. Astralia, and that's close enough. The song is called Northern Horizons, and thank you for your patience. Blind Horses will be coming soon to a theater near you, but mostly to your ears, hopefully, very soon. So stay tuned for that. Northern Horizons is on now. I hope you enjoy this song.
Yeah, bye.
Alright guys, I hope you're all excited. We have Blind Horses live in the studio coming at you right now. Thank you.
We are Blind Horses. We're playing at CITR. This next song is called Mindy. And we are gonna go. It's raining outside. Thank you. To Blind Horses. We're going to play one more song. It's called Her Hollow. And yeah, here we go.
This is a carpenter ant that's been kind of trapped in the spider's web here. And as you can see, the spider is trying to get it. The carpenter ant is pretty big in comparison to what the spider normally attacks, so the spider just keeps on going back to it.
That was Blind Horses, everyone. Blind Horses live in the studio at CITR 101.9 FM. And they're coming in for an interview, too, so that's crazy. So stick around for that. And give them a big hand, unless you're driving. Don't clap if you're driving. So stay tuned.
Liveband.com is Vancouver's community-driven concert calendar. New shows are added daily by the city's most active promoters, musicians, and by the driving force of the music scene, the fans. Liveband.com's listings are different because they are integrated with profiles updated by bands and business owners as they promote upcoming events. Check out the archives to see how closely we've worked within the community to put on the shows you love. Visit LiveMusicVancouver.com for the latest independent and major label event listings. Liveband.com, Vancouver's community-driven concert calendar.
My name is Natasha. I am a robot now. I am playing with my breast again. Nothing to do, nothing to do. Sometimes I listen to Misery Hour with Hans Close Wednesday at 11 before midnight. I don't think I like it.
Hello. So I am here in the studio with Blind Horses, who just played that beautiful set for us. Do you guys want to introduce yourselves?
Hey.
Hey.
I'm Danny.
I'm Pecky.
I'm Will.
And I'm Jack.
Tell them what we do, too.
Yeah, yeah, that'd be great.
I'm Danny. I sing. I play guitar.
And you can go, like, pretty close, too.
Oh.
Yeah, get sensual.
Yeah, personal. Man.
Oh.
I'm Danny. I play guitar.
I'm Pecky. I play also guitar, and I sing.
I'm Will, and I play the drum.
And I'm Jack, and I play bass.
Just one drum?
He plays
just
one drum.
One drum.
The singular drum.
A couple of the drums, you know. Drums.
Cool. So, I have a few questions, if you guys don't mind. First of all, I just want to know, what's the deal with the name Blind Horses? It's a cool name, but where does it come from?
Been stuck with us for a long time. We've had it for a while. It actually came up, we were, you know, a band struggling for a band name, and our drummer was looking through a book of Salvador Dali paintings, and there was this one painting called something like Blind Horse Eating an Automobile or something like that.
Oh, okay.
So we kind of latched onto that.
Cool. So I was trying to do some research, and I was on the web, and I don't know if you guys know this, but there's a blindhorses.ca, which you guys have.
Yeah.
And there's a blindhorses.org.
Yeah, we made
which
that
we
too.
It's which we wanted.
It's literally about, like, it's a farm where there's blind horses that
yeah.
live.
Yeah. That's not the worst of it, man. If you watch some of our stuff on YouTube, there's like mating videos of horses and blind horses and stuff.
Oh, okay. Don't YouTube.
Yeah, I made those two.
Just kidding. So, guitar player and amateur horse enthusiast.
Yeah.
So I was looking at the farm, and it's Rolling Dog Farm. That's what it's called. And from the sounds of it, it's the farm where parents send, they say that they're going to send your animals when they die. Like, oh, they're running around on a farm.
I didn't know that.
They're running around on, like, Rolling Dog Farm with all the other blind horses.
Oh, man.
I thought that was just 6 feet under.
So, yeah, it's pretty depressing. Depressing farm. But you guys aren't depressing, so I'm happy that you guys are separate things.
I'm depressed now, man.
Our music's it's pretty much the same thing, I think.
It's about that.
Yeah. Just kidding.
So another thing that I've been wanting to know is, because I've been telling all my friends, like, this is really cool. I get this opportunity to have this band on the show. And they're like, oh, what kind of music do they play? And I'm like,
Yeah, that's a good question. We get that a lot. So genre-wise?
Yeah, and just, like, what is it to you?
What is it to us? Genuine expression. Genuine expression with something in a way that we like. It's experimental rock. We were talking about this, and some people said ambient.
I said ambient rock.
I disagree with that, but cool. It's rock.
Trouble in Paradise.
Yeah. It's alternative. I don't know.
We'll say something else in 20 minutes if you ask us again, I'm sure.
Cool. Well, I guess I'll have to ask again in 20 minutes. So you guys have just the one music video, is that right?
Yeah. There's one in the works, I think. I'm not sure where that's at. We have one for Veils as well in the
works.
That's
really cool.
Yeah, it's cool. It's cool. It's looking good. But it's been a while. We'll see if it comes out soon.
Yeah, so the video for Mindy, like, I think you guys should just look it up. It's Mindy by Blind Horses, of course. It's on Vimeo. Do you guys want to describe it? Because I wouldn't do it justice, just like
it's a whole 10
seconds.
Other world, man. You gotta take a few drugs or something to be able to describe that. It's a whole other universe. That was by our friend Nacho. It's a look inside his mind, I think.
So is his mind like the amorphous, like, jelly kid?
Yeah,
that they
maybe.
Float into and maybe. Then balls fly everywhere?
I wouldn't be surprised. But I can't speak on his part at all.
Cool. Well, it's a great video, and it's a great song. You guys played Mindy for us today, didn't you?
Yes, we did, yeah.
Yeah. So that was cool. What else what did I want to ask?
We got a list here.
Yeah, I gave you guys the list, and then I've promptly forgotten it. It's a good
thing.
How do
we create such a dreamlike sound?
It's dreamlike to me. I don't know if it is to you.
No, I like that. I like that. I like being dreamy. But
I think you're dreamy.
Thanks, baby.
Yeah, thanks a lot.
Effects, and we drench ourselves in dreams all the time, every night, and then we think about it. Me and Pecky, we write our dreams down every day, and we basically talk about it every time we see each other. Can you hear me? Is this okay?
Yeah. You can just, like, close is good. I can also turn it up.
I was telling Pecky the other day, I had this dream about finding him in the studio, and the lights went off. And it was like, all of a sudden, we were in purgatory, and we were stuck there forever. We didn't know how we were going to make meals.
Oh, God.
It was just dark.
And that was it.
It was like eternity. That was it. Like, we were stuck there.
Just our room? Not even the kitchen?
Yeah, we got the kitchen. But
you couldn't make
food.
That's
dangerous, man, walking around in the kitchen in the dark.
Yeah, that's true.
So it was pretty scary. But yeah, that's where it comes from.
So you guys have a dream diary? Is that already?
Yeah.
Do you still do that?
I do it every now and then. I'm usually pretty lazy. But
it's hard to write down your dream when you wake up.
Yeah,
when I'm not so lazy, and when it's something that's just like just so insane that I have to like write a song about. I guess that's another reason it sounds dreamlike, because like I get a lot of my lyrics from my dreams and stuff. So
it's a good place. Yeah.
Yeah,
that's really cool. I don't know if you guys knew this, but R. Kelly. You guys know R. Kelly?
Yeah.
I don't know who R. Kelly is, man.
R. Kelly, he's like kind of a hero of mine, but he wrote an autobiography, or he dictated an autobiography because he couldn't write it. But that's not even the craziest thing. The song "I Believe I Can Fly," he heard in a dream, then wrote it. Yeah. So
yeah, we've done a few of those, I think. Yeah.
You guys are just channeling R. Kelly. That's crazy.
I don't know about that.
I think R. Kelly's like, dreams he's the pee are guy, a bit right? more magical than yeah. ours. Just
a bit more golden, if you know.
Super golden.
Don't go there, man.
Just taking the low blow.
Oh, man.
Wow. So what inspires you to make music? Is it the dreams? Ooh. Is it...
Inspiration is very elusive. That's something that I don't think we could answer. I don't know if anyone can really answer. That's really difficult, man.
Well, do you guys have, like, other...
Girls, I guess?
Yeah, for sure.
Yeah.
Like, girl.
Like, other musicians or anything that
yeah,
contribute?
Yeah, we share a studio with a band called Flash Palace and Plays 4. They've actually, like, driven us, like, crazy
yeah,
to do
insane.
What we've done. Yeah,
cool.
They have insane drives, and it's extremely inspirational. So, yeah.
Like musically, are there any, like, do you, like, sit down and listen to Pink Floyd and be like, oh, we need more of that?
We need to do more of that, but we don't, yeah. not really, don't have time okay. to listen to, sit down and listen these days.
Well, that's kind of, because when I listen to your music, I can't really put a genre on it because it's pretty different. It's pretty different, and different great, different good in a different direction, which is really cool.
Cool, yeah. I like that. Mm-hmm. Cool, let's say that every time somebody asks us a question.
So I also want to know if you guys have, like, a spirit animal that you would identify with?
Yeah, I only have ones that people have told me. I can't really attach myself. Somebody said I was a koala. My sister called me a koala, or her friend Colette.
You kind of look like a koala.
Yeah.
Is that a compliment?
Uh-huh. They
yes.
eat their own.
I think so. I like my marsupials.
Oh,
you
gotta get off
them. They do that.
Yeah, I'm a koala. I don't know about...
I've never been told, like, what my animal is.
But you know.
But I feel like... I sort of feel like I'm, like, a hedgehog or something.
Yeah,
cool.
That's true. That's
yeah, because I like all their prickles.
Are you a prickly guy?
Like...
You soft
a little
as butter.
Bit. I'm soft on the inside.
Okay.
I think... No, undoubtedly my spirit animal would be, like, a giant...
Van.
No, not a black van, but a giant rat... Avoiding black GMC vans all day, every day,
wow.
every week, every
wow.
month. Yeah.
All right.
Yeah. As long as you tie the black van in there. People always tell me I look like lizards, so snake,
true.
Gecko, something like that.
True.
Really?
Yeah.
Mm. How can it be that a snake and a rat are related?
Snakes and rats? Come on, those are the most dirtbag animals you can, like, call people. It's like, you're a snake. No, you're a rat. Come on. It makes sense.
Snakes eat rats, but, like, snakes don't have legs, so it's kind of even, I guess.
It's a give and take. You
yeah.
can either eat things or have legs, but not both.
We make
exactly.
it work.
Yeah, we make it work.
So are you guys, like, do you have anything big upcoming? The music video is coming out.
Yeah, I'm not sure when that's going to come out, so I don't want to make any promises with that. We'll be playing shows around town. We hope to see people there
mm-hmm.
and stuff like that. I don't know.
Any shows in particular? Because I'd be front row.
Oh, yeah. We have, on May 16th, we're opening for Spesh Pep, who are releasing an album.
Cool.
And they're really awesome.
Where is that?
Nice guys. Redgate.
Red
I don't
Gate.
Think we're allowed to say where it is. I don't know.
Oh.
I think it's an art studio now, so it's like officially
oh, really?
An art studio.
Tentatively. Yeah.
Yeah.
We don't know.
yeah.
We'll post about it on our Facebook page.
Cool.
We'll let you know.
Yeah, follow them on Facebook. They're cool. And they have Bandcamp. And it's the album is Name Your Price, is that right?
Yeah, that's right.
Cool. So definitely pick that up. It's got you guys played 5 songs for us today? 4 songs?
Four
songs.
There are like 3 really long ones.
Yeah.
Yeah, and there's more on there too. There's some really good ones. M15, which you guys didn't play.
M51.
Yeah.
Yeah,
my numbers mixed
up.
Yeah. We'll play that for you soon.
Cool. Do you want to do like a private thing where I just like come over to your house and just like sit there?
Sure, yeah, man. You're welcome.
Cool.
Cool.
yeah, it's really good. I want to thank you guys so much for joining us at the studio. This has been huge for me.
Thanks, man. You're really awesome.
Yeah,
this
means
has been
a
great.
Billion.
Aww.
Yeah.
This is also like a bit of a big bang for me because this is my last show before I leave for the summer.
Well, I thought you just
Ooh.
Got started.
I did just get started.
Okay. Where are you going?
Back to Victoria.
Okay.
That's where I live. You guys are all from... Are you from Vancouver or just operating in
Burnaby,
Vancouver?
Burnaby, I guess.
Burnaby, technically. B-Town.
Mm-hmm.
B-Town?
Yeah.
B-Town pay up.
That is where my lady friend is from.
Oh, I see.
Mine too.
Or girlfriend, if she's listening.
Hi again, Emily.
Yeah, if you guys want to do any shout-outs, too, now is the time. You're on the radio.
I love my grandma very much.
My mom listens to every show, so don't feel bad about that at all. Yeah,
she's... No, I don't. I feel great.
Cool, I just want to shout-out to all the rats that got eaten by snakes in the last 48 days around the globe. Yeah.
Wow.
Shout-out to my two fish at home, Thing 2 and Marley and Tiff, because she's listening, I think.
Mm.
Yeah.
So you have Thing 2, but is there no Thing 1?
Okay,
is that
you
a
want
sad
me
story?
To tell you the story?
I would love to hear it.
Okay, so I went to the fish store, and then I was planning to buy like 15 exotic fish for this like small like 10-gallon tank I had. Obviously, like, I'm ignorant, and I had no idea what was the real deal. And then... yeah, I walk in there, I'm like, oh, can I get that fish, that fish, that fish? Are they going to be, like, okay with each other? She's like, okay, this one's, like, salt water, that one's fresh water, you just got it all wrong.
That's tough.
Yeah, and then I ended up getting these two fish, and I named them Thing 1 and Thing 2 because the girl said that they would both probably die within the first month. And I was just because, like, the...
they have to adjust. Regulating
the pH levels and all that junk in the fish tank. So, yeah, I always knew Thing 2 would survive, so I love him. Her, sorry. She looks sort of pregnant right now, so I'm a little worried. So.
Oh, no.
Don't overfeed her.
Uh-oh.
Is that how pregnancy works, really? Oh, boy.
Don't fish. Pregnancy's a scary thing when you're our age.
Yeah.
Or a fish.
Yeah.
Or I don't know if they're scared of that.
I doubt it. I don't think they even know how to be... Actually, they probably do know how to be scared.
No, they know better than us, man.
Yeah. That's right.
What do you think Thing 2's spirit animal is?
Tiger, because it's orange and black.
Okay, cool. I love how, like, immediate that was. I thought you would have had to think about that.
I see it in her eyes.
Cool.
She's got the eye of the tiger.
I thought you were going there. You want to do a rendition for us?
No.
That's probably for the best. Well, we've gone a little over time, so I'm sorry to those people that were looking forward to Snayway Lith. It'll be on now, or soon, or presently, if you will. But thank you guys very much for coming. This was great for me.
It's great for us too, Ben. Thank you.
Oh. Okay. Thank you guys so much. Check out their Bandcamp page, like them on Facebook, and you guys are all beautiful for listening, and I will see you again in the fall, and hopefully I'll see you guys again in the fall too.
That'd be awesome.
Cool.
Hang out, man.
Yeah. Okay, well, here comes Snayway Lith, and another big hand, a big round of applause for Blind Horses for coming in and playing with us. Playing for us. Sorry. For us. Yeah, cool. All right. Well, have a great day. I hope the rain clears up. See you guys later.
This is deer hunting song.
Snoyeth, Tuesdays 1 to 2 p.m., a program celebrating First Nations languages and cultural topics, including history, poetry, music, and spirituality. Snoyeth broadcasting on Vancouver Co-op Radio from the unceded Coast Salish Territory every Tuesday from 1 to 2 p.m. and syndicated on UBC CITR 101.9 FM Wednesdays 4 to 5 p.m.
Welcome to Co-op Radio 100.5 FM. My name is Gennarji O'Sullivan. I'm here with co-host Woody Morrison.
Well, good afternoon, Gennarji.
Good afternoon.
I think we're at 100.9, aren't we?
It feels pretty hot in here, but yeah, it's 100.5 FM. And today we have a special show for you. We have the representative for children and youth, Mary Ellen Turpel Lafond, and she is responsible for number of reports that have been submitted from 2007 to 2014. She has been referred to as the MCFD watchdog, and she's here with us today to tell us more about the reports that have been released from 2007 to 2014. Welcome to the show.
Thank you for having me. It's a real pleasure to be here. And I'll also say that my First Nations name, my Indian name, is Akikwe. And I'm a member of the Muskeg Lake Cree Nation in Saskatchewan, but I am the independent child advocate for BC, and I have been pretty busy since 2007 looking at cases involving First Nations and Métis children throughout British Columbia. I've had more than 12,000 advocacy cases and had to produce quite a few reports about whether or not we're making the difference we need to make in the lives of families to support children, First Nations children, to stay strongly connected to their culture, their language, and their families. So I'm delighted to be here and share with you guys today.
Great.
I've heard from time to time, I've heard you on the radio. Usually it's somebody complaining. I think you're doing your job too well.
Well, what is the importance of this report, and why was it so important for you to release it?
Mm-hmm. Well, in November of last year, I did a big report that looked at sort of where is the